the life of him. That came from the mud, but he turned up and figured it out. Was just selling dope to them folks trying to keep me afloat. Had a roll trying to give me a house. This street got ugly, I ain't had no money, but I was determined to get the fuck out. I was weighing down bags with the safe and the cash. Came up now, it's quarters, three ones an hour. But I had good dope and peered up, make them bounce. Where you get this shit from? Somewhere deep in the south. Big and shag with the slugs in this map, but I don't even much talk.
So, all right, everybody, welcome, 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 welcome. It is the Rolling with Jeter featuring Joey and Butchie. What's up, y'all? We're here. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
How was everybody's day today? Well, guess what? We're going to get into our days today. So, who wants to start? Does Butchie or does Joe want to start?
I'll let Joe start. Joe's the better at it.
No, see, I listened to the last episodes and I realized, damn, bro, I need to shut the fuck up sometimes.
As I said, but I'll start. Fuck it, why not? So, the last couple of days, I got a promotion.
Good shit, G.
So yeah, we'll have to have a three conversation eventually, but.
Are you leaving the show? You're not leaving the show, right? You leave this forever. I'll beat you. I'll fly to wherever the fuck you are.
Not happening. Not happening.
Yeah, bro. Don't be changing the schedule. This is a good time and day to do it.
Yeah, I know. But we might have to tweak it. We might have to tweak it just a little bit. So, but anyways.
I don't think I like your attitude right now, G. I got to be honest. I don't think I like your eyebrow English. I don't think I like what you're doing and how you're approaching this right now.
I love you too, brother.
I feel something going on, and I don't know if I like it very much.
I love you too, brother.
All right. Well, don't you be changing too much shit over here, bro. We only three episodes in, already canceling cable. Oh, man. We can't turn the lights on this month, kids. Shit.
Shut your shit. Shut your shit. I'm trying to get through this shit. Shut your shit.
Yeah, there's a place that we can stay because we can't sleep at our house anymore. Thanks.
Yeah, I hear you. Anyways, like I said, I got promoted in the last couple of days, so yeah. But anyways, I've been dealing with a bunch of shit-face-ass people that don't know how to fucking drive, and I'm sick and tired of it. I'm tired of it. You just, it's just one of them things where it's just like...
Well, no, see, people, you say something, but people don't know what the fuck you're talking about, so... State your name, gangsta. What are you trying to tell us?
So, let's put it this way. Do you ever have those situations where people do not know how to park? And I mean anywhere. I don't care where it is. In a parking lot, on a side street, wherever you're at, in a restaurant, whatever. Parking lot, anywhere.
In Indiana, they cannot drive, park, drive. Yes, go ahead.
So, I work in front of the hospital. So they have areas where we have no parking signs, only loading and unloading. So we tell a lot of the people, when you come in, scoot to the side so that way cars can still pass by you.
Yeah, don't impede traffic.
Exactly. Don't hold any types of traffic anywhere. Exactly. Don't be dumb. Don't be stupid. Don't be anything else in the book that you know is going to get you shit-faced. So they do not know how to slide ass over. So then you got ass sticking out and people are just sitting there like,
what was ass doing?
Sticking out. Like, it's just
grab that ass or do you caress it?
See, that's one of them ones.
Slide it.
You gotta slide that ass. Like, you're not sliding that ass out the way. It's just like, come on, slide your ass out the way. But they don't want to. So it's just like, okay, you got people just sitting there and they're looking. They're like, so do I go around or do I just sit here and wait until he slides his ass out of the way? And they never do. So then I got to go over here and I'm just like, okay, hey, you sitting there in the car behind this one where the ass is sitting out. You go this way.
The split out ass.
Yeah, the split out ass. You go this way. Go around the ass. And you don't be an ass. And it's just like, then they become the ass because then they get in front of that ass. And then I'm just like, okay, you jackasses. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
So essentially it's ass plus ass plus ass is jackass.
Okay. All types of topsy-turvy. Okay. So it's like, and I got one way in one way only. There's no backing up and going the other way. There's no turning around and you can get out the same way you came in. It's one fucking way. Do you know I literally had somebody back down the fucking hill and turn around and then proceed to go towards oncoming traffic while there were four cars coming directly towards them.
That's some good lettuce.
I don't even think it's the lettuce. I just think it's lack of common sense, bro.
I'm reading the sign that says wrong way.
Oh, man. Just, I'm going to come at you. It might change the closer I get to the shit.
Yeah, chicken. Let's play some chicken, y'all.
But here's the kicker. As soon as you back up, there's two big-ass signs right in front of you.
Like, it should say, wrong turn way. Your dumb ass back around. That's what it should say. Turn your ass back around and go that way, because your dumb ass ain't supposed to be going this way. If you can put all of that on a sign, bye.
So after this and this promotion, I will gladly take my ass inside the office and not have to deal with this bullshit ever fucking again.
You know what you should do? You should make the sign.
I'm going to have a talk with them as soon as I can.
The sign.
They will have the sign.
Just make friends with DOT. They'll help you out.
Right. Don't be stupid. Turn around. The official don't be stupid and turn around and go back the other way sign.
They'd be like, where the hell did you get this idea from? And I'll just be like, hey, look, if you got to watch our podcast, it's on Apple, it's on Spotify, and it's on YouTube. You just got to go check it out.
All three of them shit. So,
like, share, comment, subscribe, baby.
So today, G, you want to let the people that are watching come up with topics so we could discuss, right?
Yeah. Let's hear from y'all today.
So we usually break your ear off about football, and people get really bored with that. And, you know, both our teams are playing this week. At the end of the show, we will go at it about what's going to happen this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
And we got and we'll spend like 2 minutes on it, but we want everybody in here. Yeah. Well, I'll get to your question, guys. So,
okay.
I got a question, and he seems to be very adamant about this question. So,
I'm about to say, I got one on my side, too. So, whenever you're ready.
So, we'll get the comments from the people, and then we will have a discussion on it. And if we feel that there has been a settled debate, then we will move forward. If not, we'll just continue talking shit.
That's a fucking good one, Dwayne. I fuck with that one.
Everybody sees the same thing. Chili cheese fries or nachos?
Yeah. He went through all three of us to get it.
But the thing is, I'm not a chili. I don't like chili.
Okay, fries or nachos? Chili cheese?
Nacho fries, baby.
Nacho fries?
With some bacon on it, but I can't have bacon. Why you some of us have gout.
Why are you adding shit to it? Chili cheese fries or nachos? What the fuck are nacho fries? This ain't Taco Bell.
Hey, this is fucking Burger King. We'll have it our way.
Yep. So, fries or nachos?
Fries all day long. I am a fry connoisseur.
God, this is hard, man. Okay. Fries that you go to fries.
Okay, so what do you mean? Like crinkle cut?
We're going to do this.
What do you
this
mean?
Is going to happen. Burger King.
Oh, go to. Okay, like spot the go to fries.
Five Guys, McDonald's.
Cookout. I'm sorry. Cookout.
Here you go again with this cookout shit.
I'm sorry.
Cookout got
the best fucking cookout. Cookout is good, but you know what's better? You know whose fries are better than cookout? Checkers fries are fucking fire.
Okay, so let me ask you about which place did you say?
McDonald's.
No. I'm gonna ask you about your fries.
That's somebody's a fucking psychopath.
So when it comes to cookouts fries, what makes them different than McDonald's?
They're handmade.
Yeah, all day long.
Are they thick or are they like skinny?
Oh,
they double cheeked up on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah, but see, I like crunchy fries.
Oh yeah, get them. They'll do it. They drop
do
right
they have
in
like the skin on them? Are they like the Five Guys fries with the skin on them?
Just
still
a little bit on the end, like the little pieces on the end. That's it.
Now, are they Cajun seasoning? You can get that.
You can get whatever you want. You can get them chili cheesed. You can get them cheese and baconed. You can get them fucking bacon. Whatever. Yes, you can get.
Why we gotta talk about bacon?
Yeah. Good.
All I'm gonna say is, listen. You know what I love? I love McDonald's fries. And if you don't know the hack to McDonald's fries, listen.
Basic.
You said McDonald's fries?
No salt. Basic. No salt, and they give you fresh, crispy, golden, beautiful fries. You can't eat McDonald's fries like 3 hours later, because y'all know it'll turn into like a plastic toy. But, and also Five Guys, because Five Guys will give you like this much of a cup, and then they'll fill out the rest of the shit.
There's nothing wrong with that.
They go, we're going to do all of this together.
That's a fat boy paradise.
I love Five Guys fries.
See, the only thing I don't like about Five Guys fries, their shits are like super ass greasy. Like, I do not want to eat fryer fucking grease.
They're the type of grease that turns you from 220 to 280.
Yeah, it's goddamn fast as hell. Shit just shit on your damn colon. Yeah.
It's peanut oil.
And? I don't want to eat that shit.
Grease is still grease, buddy.
It's delicious.
It's grease. Grease is still grease. Okay, and that's why you love that shit. You love that fucking peanut grease, huh?
It's good. It's
funny. I bet. Yeah, listen, the way you swallow it when you eat the damn fries when it's drenched in it.
So you're going to tell me you're going to go to Five Guys, you're not going to go get those delicious ass...
I don't go to Five Guys delicious at all. Sticks? I don't go to Five Guys at all.
Why?
And you're going to read my face when I say that.
Why? All I'm going to say is, listen, have you had Five Guys?
What? I lived in New York. What do you mean?
Who the hell hasn't had Five Guys? Are you living on the West Coast?
Who hasn't?
They got In-N-Out over there.
Yeah, but In-N-Out's the same thing as Freddy's and Steak and Shake.
You're smoking crack in a way. I don't agree.
Well, I'm trying to lose weight.
You're not going to tell me Steak and Shake tastes like In-N-Out burgers. You're not going to say that shit to me, bro.
I mean, in a way, kind of.
Yeah, but you could put like the whole grocery store on a Five Guys sandwich burger.
They got pickles.
I get it that they make everything fresh, you know, right there in front of you. I get all that, but like, pat my shit down. Get some of that fucking oil off.
Are you fucking kidding me? It looks like a sewer drain.
Hold on. I'd rather watch somebody make my food than take the chance of McDonald's.
You think a Five Guys burger is greasy?
For the last 3 hours.
What?
You think a Five Guys burger
is
greasy? No, bro. It looks like a fucking sewer top drain thing. It's so flat. How's it greasy? It's literally put on a grill.
Soon as you take the damn bite, all you got is grease.
That's not greasy. It's juiciness.
Nigga, that ain't no juice. That's just straight grease.
How's the grease? That's not grease. Everybody in the comments, do y'all think that's grease? I don't think
Everybody on my side said it's greasy.
That's fucking goodness.
Rich people, it is greasy.
Bitch. That's what it says.
Grease? It's not grease. Like, you make it seem like it's dirty and greasy.
I'm not saying it's dirty, but it's like, I don't want to eat grease.
Bro, do you not? So when you bite into a burger, you're going to tell me you want a dry, fucking biting burger, bro?
But I'm saying I don't want that bitch to fucking just come right off the shit and then boom, you put it on my bun and then all you still leaking.
Bro, you drop it on the fries, bro. And if you're not putting fries inside your burger, you're a Neanderthal.
Everybody does that. I mean, I've been doing that since I was like 13.
Everybody in the comments, do you guys put your fries in the burger? I like to, if I have chips, even better.
Chips are better. Oh, yeah. Chips are good with bologna sandwiches.
I love chips.
What's the go-to chip for your sandwich?
Doritos, baby. Hold on.
Yeah.
Doritos, Lay's barbecue chips, or Lay's originals?
So you're going to tell me you put Lay's barbecue in a ham sandwich?
Damn right.
Oh, nah. See, nope. No.
We're all different. Okay, so we all have different tastes.
We got plain Lay's or barbecue.
I put Fritos in my shit.
You put Fritos?
I fucking love Fritos in my shit.
You know what you ain't had, though?
Hell yeah. Fire, bro.
You know what you ain't had, though? What's them little chips called? Them little
Munchos.
Twists. The little flavor twists from...
Cheetos?
Not the Takis, not the Cheetos. Shit.
What about them wavy
the barbecue
doodles?
Flavor twists? They look like little doodles.
They're Fritos.
I think they're
Frito twists.
Yeah, them shits. You ever put them shits on a ham and turkey sandwich?
Do they look like? Are they the chili cheese ones?
Yeah, Frito Twist. That's it. They come in barbecue. I think they only come in barbecue flavor, though.
I've never put those on a sandwich.
What?
Now, do you toast your bread?
Yes, lightly. I don't get it hardly toasted.
Oh, nah, fuck that. It's got to be crunchy as shit.
I don't want my shit overly crunchy. Fuck no. I don't want to break my teeth. Fuck that. I want to keep my teeth. I don't want to hear the...
What do you mean? That's the best part, bro.
You tell me you got time. You got time to toast your ass while you toast your toast.
Yes. Hell yeah.
I'm making that sandwich. I'm not spending that time.
I'm the type of guy that puts fucking hot pot, or you put pizza bagels in the microwave, right? Disgusting.
Fuck no.
Ew.
Who does that?
So you don't have time to toast your bread, but you got time to make that? What's the difference?
The simple fact that I'm hungry and I'm ready to eat then.
Fuck you mean? You know, waiting for pizza rolls in an eternity, bro? It like, oh my God, it destroys me internally because of how long I have to wait. You can't wait 3 minutes to toast your shit?
It tastes like,
See? Listen, bro. It's so much more worth it to wait for.
Big Jin said, po' boy is a fire, too.
I got to go get me one from the Olives.
Bro.
Fire, bro.
I want to try one from down there.
Gyros are fucking fire.
I've had a po' boy in St. Louis. One of the best po' boys I've ever had was in St. Louis. So I'm hoping that they top it down there because I want to try one. I've heard they're really good.
We got some smart ass comments in here.
Uh-oh.
You toast. Yes, I'm toasting the toast, bro. They said, if it's not toast, it's bread. I agree. You out here eating fucking diapers because you don't know how to toast the shit long enough. No. Hell no. I refuse to believe and allow that you're not going to toast the bread when you're making a sandwich. No, it just makes the sandwich so much better.
Yeah, I like
that. If you're in a rush, I'm not waiting for my shit.
Plan accordingly, my G.
Sometimes you can't plan accordingly.
Why, you can't?
Bro, you're going to wait for me to make my sandwich.
You're going to learn one day that you don't have four kids. Right. You ain't trying to throw the Bears linebacker squad, okay?
All I'm going to say is, listen, bro.
What you got?
Tea without bacon. Yeah. You put fucking mayonnaise, tomato, lettuce, I'm out. No. I don't even eat BLTs like that. I don't like tomatoes. Tomatoes, disgusting. They should be outlawed in sandwiches.
But do you like ketchup?
They're gross.
Why do y'all don't like, you like ketchup? Sandwiches?
Doesn't taste the same.
Do you eat chili?
Why don't y'all like tomatoes?
They're gross.
They're bland. They're so bland. They're not good at all. That's the reason why I don't like it, because
people fry them. Why people fry them and do all that shit with them then if they bland?
I didn't say they were bland.
What you mean? You don't want to ask me why I like tomatoes. I don't like tomatoes. Because they're gross.
I don't like tomatoes because they're bland.
I don't care if you look ketchup. I don't care if you look
ketchup or pizza sauce. I'm good all day long.
You what?
Ketchup or pizza sauce is tomato. I'll eat it all day long.
It's not the same thing.
But it is.
Don't you dare look that direction. No, it doesn't taste the same.
But it is.
You're not going to convince me that it tastes the same. Absolutely. Bacon, cheeseburger, jalapeno, grilled onions with Doritos.
Take out jalapenos.
Put jalapenos on my burger.
Tasha said she agrees with you. She said it's not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah,
but
Tasha, tell them. It's not the same at all.
It is.
You sit here wondering, like, yo, why am I doing this to myself?
Because it is.
You immediately taste the fucking tomato the second you bite into it. Tell me I'm wrong.
You can't taste tomato when you eat pizza?
Hell no.
What?
I eat pizza sauce.
It came from fucking tomato.
No.
What do you mean? I'm eating a fucking tomato.
Unless you're a fucking weirdo who goes,
see, now
cheese.
You're
going
to get my shit all over here fucking throbbing.
Unless you go cheese. Sauce? No, bitch. You're going sauce, cheese.
And what do you taste the moment you eat the cheese?
What kind of toppings do you put on your pizza?
What?
Oh, you can't hear? No, what kind of toppings do you put on your pizza?
Pepperoni?
What else you put on it?
Cheese.
So you're tasting all of that shit before you taste the fucking tomato.
90% of the time, you're tasting the sauce before you taste anything else.
What about the crust?
You still can taste the crust ass tomatoes. What do you mean?
Hey, hold on, Junior.
Because it doesn't taste like tomatoes, Gene. That's why.
How does it not?
Tomato sauce doesn't taste the way tomatoes taste.
Fucking pizza.
I don't care what you tell.
Oh yeah, there's no tomatoes.
No, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because they season the tomato sauce.
Okay, it's still a fucking tomato.
No, it doesn't taste the same.
How? It's just a tomato. It doesn't matter. It's a fucking tomato.
Hold on.
There's no getting around that shit. It's a fucking tomato.
I don't care how big your eyes get.
I don't care. You got my fucking neck sticking out. Like, yo, you're not going to tell me it's not a fucking tomato.
Mister, I'm just chilling in the cut. You're welcome. No. I'm not going to agree with you.
I don't care if you don't or not. Listen. What did it taste like? A fucking seasoned tomato.
If I take a scoopful of tomato sauce and I taste it, and I take a slice of tomato, totally different taste.
Okay. Now do this. Now watch this. Now do the same shit with the pizza sauce to the fucking tomato. And I guarantee you'll taste the same thing. Fucking tomato. What do you mean? You like tomatoes, ass. You like it. You eat pizza, bitch. You like it. Oh, well.
I just don't like. I can't eat. I can't fathom. Oh, my God. I'm going to vomit. I can't fathom taking a cut of a tomato, putting a fork in it, and then eating it. Disgusting. That's all I was saying, but it doesn't fucking taste the same.
Well, guess what?
It doesn't hit the same.
It's still
texture. Yes! Different taste and texture, my G.
It's still a fucking tomato. It doesn't matter if it's crushed, if it's not. It's still a fucking tomato.
I feel
if
you.
If it's pureed, if it's sauce, it's still a fucking tomato.
I feel you. But if you pureed tomato sauce I'm about to shut this shit down. If you pureed a tomato and just ate it, you would fucking hate it. Because tomato sauce is the finished product of what tomato has become, right? But if you puree tomato and go, oh, this is good, fuck that. Even more disgusting.
Guess what you just said?
What?
You season it, right?
Yes!
And it tastes different. But it's still a fucking tomato, correct?
Okay, but it's different season.
You season
and
you
texture,
can puree
and
something,
texture.
And guess what? You can season it
and
it'll still be the same shit because
and
it came texture. From fucking what?
I'm gonna go have a ham sandwich and I'm gonna go desecrate my sandwich with a big slice of tomato. Gross.
No.
Who said it?
It's like pickling cucumber. No!
Who said it? Whatever you just said. Who said that?
I did.
No, you just said something about... I'm not sticking the
tomato. Danny said different taste and texture. B. Diamond said, nope, sorry, not the same. Devin said, gross, disgusting. I know. Fucking Devin says, like pickling cucumber. Gross. So I understand your point. But if you pureed tomato sauce... and then you cut a slice of tomato, equally gross.
And on that note, I'm going to the lettuce.
What do you mean? Yo, see?
It's still a fuck-ass tomato.
But you know what?
Cut and fucking dice the bitch.
Yeah,
it's
still gross,
a
dice,
damn
slice,
tomato.
And re-slice.
But guess what? You fucking love it as damn pizza sauce. So guess what? You still eat it, motherfucker.
That's like saying ketchup.
And it's tomatoes. What the fuck do you
Why
think
your face look like
of?
A tomato?
God damn Lord, it, but that's
Cat
why. Because you
a Cat Williams
tomatoes
moment. Hold on.
Don't understand what the fuck a tomato is.
This is like, a Cat Williams moment?
Like,
my boy,
yo, this shit. This shit is getting clipped.
This shit right here? This shit right here?
Whichever fucking way you want to do it. This is clipped. I don't give a fuck like Smokey Bay. We clipping that shit. Wow. To fucking tomatoes. We dead ass? Yo,
oh,
wow.
We just
have fucking tomatoes.
Oh, shit.
I'm done. I'm shutting the fuck up for right now.
The fact that you really think raw tomato and tomato sauce are the same thing is crazy. Sounds like I got a lot of the people on my side for this one.
I could care fucking less.
That's all I'm gonna say, bro. Taste the
not
same.
Not fair.
Can everybody on that side that say tomato is disgusting, but still eat fucking pizza and fucking spaghetti and everything else, kiss my ass.
I tell you what. If you took a slice of tomato and put it on top of a crust and let a slice of tomato, disgusting. So definitely not the same.
What did you say?
Imagine you get the crust, right? And you take crust. A fucking slice of tomato, I'm throwing that whole pizza
like,
in the trash.
Like with them like little baby sandwiches that they people be doing. Like that.
Oh, this is a white pizza. Oh, and then you get this fucking get that shit out of my face, bro.
How did I know you was going to like an hors d'oeuvre or some shit?
Yeah, bro, fucking disgusting, bro. Who raised you, nasties?
Oh, God.
Why do you put raw tomatoes on pizza if it's the same shit? Yeah. They're like, oh, we're going to make up for this by putting a fucking slice on it. No. No. It's not the it's
But see,
not the
people that do that shit, they don't use the sauce, though. They use either the white sauce or, like, the little cheese type shit.
The what?
Yeah, so, you know, have you ever, like, been to, like, one of those types of places that do that type of stuff where they, like, switch up the pizza for vegans and stuff like that? So like okay, so there's a pizza place that does it here. They do both red sauce and white sauce. Okay. So if you don't, no,
they use Alfredo. You saying
it's kind of like an Alfredo sauce, but it's not a cheese base. It's like a almost like a tomato base, but it's not made out of tomatoes, basically. So it's like those.
Why gotta be white sauce? Just because,
no, I mean that's what it's called. That's what it's on the damn. That's what it says on the damn menu. Like shit, I don't know. They'll ask. They ask. I don't know. I'm not the man who made that shit. But again, that's what they use. They do it for like separate things and then they'll put like real whole like cut up tomatoes on it for people that want it like that. I've seen it. I won't personally do it, but I mean, it doesn't look bad. It just looks funny.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm from Jersey, man. All East Coast pizza is delicious. It's very, like, I'll be honest, it's very hard to find a bad pizza place.
I can't remember the name of that spot. I can't remember the name.
You can tell the ones that don't try as much, but it's very hard to find a bad pizza place where you're like, yeah, I'm not going to go fucking pineapple on pizza.
No.
I rock with it.
No.
See, pineapple on pizza ain't bad.
I like Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, facts. I fuck with the Hawaiian pizza more than I fuck with
the pineapple. You like it so much, you just go buy a pineapple and eat the damn thing.
It's not the same thing. Here we go again. Here we
go again. Now I get to sit back and listen again.
Here we go again. So how is it the same? Tell me how it's the same. How I go buy a fucking can of pineapples and it's the same as me eating pineapple on pizza.
Tomato. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck out of here. You're the one that said that bullshit because it
don't taste right.
What do you mean? What's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it?
I don't like the texture. I don't like the taste. I'm a big fan of barbecue chicken pizza. And they put pineapples on that shit.
So it's like a fucking tomato? That's what it is?
I hate it.
You would throw it in the trash if you got a slice of it.
I'll give it to my goddamn dog.
That's disrespectful as fuck, bro.
Wow.
No, because my dog's eating anything.
But you, bro. See?
So we got, okay, so how about this? Buffalo chicken pizza with pineapple.
No!
Sweet with a touch of kick.
No!
I don't know if you're supposed to combine buffalo chicken and pineapple. That's kind of wild.
That's
pineapple on pizza is to me, it's not right. I don't like it.
That might be a little out there for
me. No!
The extent I go, Hawaiian. That's it.
Devin, what did you say? I know you said something.
Devin said no. Danny said no. And Devin said, absolutely not. No, it's not the same at all. So we're going to move on to the next thing because you got to argue the fucking point,
I'm not
bro.
Starting that shit with you.
That is my point. It's not good.
I'm not starting that shit with you, Devin. I'm not starting that shit with you.
And, yeah, but ew, bro. That's like chicken dip on a fucking pizza and then putting fucking pineapple in it. Listen, bro, that's like adding pumpkin to fucking everything.
Bunch of disgusting. What kind of, who hurts you? If you gotta put pineapples on it, who the fuck hurt you?
Now I'm hungry. That's good. That's what you're supposed to get from me when we're talking food, bro.
What happened? What did he say?
Yeah, Danny Frederick said, now I'm hungry. That's what the point of
it
is.
That's what it was. That was what it's for. All
right, hey, Chipotle, go to Chipotle and tell them that Dieter Butch and Dieter Joel and Butchie podcast sent you.
Episode. Okay, so I have a Chipotle story. I was really upset about this.
Oh!
But like, oh! But no. But listen. Okay, but like, it was a good deed done, but I was really upset. You ever, like, somebody ever done something for you, you get like upset, but you go, I can't really say anything, but you just go, like, you reiterated to, but then he explained to me, and I was like, okay, I understand. So somebody did me a favor and he went to get me dinner because he saw what kind of fucking night I was having. The people do that, they go, oh, we're going to get Ray and Joel food because we see what kind of fucking night they're having, right? So he gets two orders. He brings it back. He's, oh, Ray told him what I eat, how my order goes, right? Because I was busy as fuck. So he brings the bag back and he hands me the bag with two orders. You know what your order feels like in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know the weight, contents of what you got.
Mm-hmm.
So he puts the bag on the table. I go, oh, I'm about to fuck this up. I'm about to pick it up, put it in the bag. When I go, I'm going to fuck this up. And I go, oh, no. It was like a sudden jerk of reaction. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I was like, nothing there.
I got home and I was like, be happy, be excited that somebody did this for you. Like, it's not his fault. But yo, he told me when he went to Chow's, because I opened it and I opened the top and I was like, oh, there's half a bowl in here. Y'all know me, bro. See, I'm not.
Y'all
have
double rice.
Yeah, bro.
I already know.
Hispanic, my G. I'm not. You can't hit me with half a scoop of rice, three little ingredients, and I'm gonna look at it and be like, damn, bro. I get it. I didn't listen. That's the only thing you might have on me, you fuck. That's the only thing. But you got to be on these Chipotle people, bro. You know what he said when I asked him? I was like, yo, what happened to the rice in this? He goes, you know what she did when I asked her for extra rice? She took the scoop and then she went like this with it.
Oh, hell no.
I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Wow. I was like, yo, literally the cheapest thing inside of the bowl is the fucking rice, bro.
That's how
fucking bad I was, bro. I was pissed. But that I was like, it wasn't the person's fault. It was the douchebags at Chipotle. Why are you hoarding the rice? I don't understand, bro. What is this thing about you guys hoarding rice?
Which side are you on, Joe? Which side are you on?
Fuck out of here. It tastes good. It's delicious, but it's annoying.
Which side are you on?
If I go, listen. Here's
the thing. You're on this side of me? You're on this side of me?
People get scared. Listen, people get scared.
Are you right here, Joe? Are you right here on your screen? Are you right here?
I'm right here.
Okay, so on yours, he's there. Okay, so you're okay. So that means you're over here on your screen. You're right here.
What are you pointing at right now?
I told you. What did I say? The only difference that I like with Moe's over Chipotle was they're not skimp.
They're not what?
They're not skimp. What did they just do? They skimped you.
You said queso.
I said queso. I said go back and watch it. Bro, go back and watch it. I said outside of the queso.
Episode one.
I said outside of the queso. That's exactly what I said. I said outside of the queso. I said the only thing that Moe's has over Chipotle is the fact that they give more portions. And you just got skipped today.
I did not. And this is what my next point was going to be. If I go, ain't no way I'm letting you scoop my shit the way you scooped it. Fucking cut that one. I promise you, you're not cutting my shit. This ain't cocaine. You're not fucking cutting it. No, it doesn't go that way. You ain't trying to make it 100% budo. No, it doesn't go that way.
You know who my buddy is? You know who my buddy is? He'll cut your fucking brake line.
Yeah, bro. You ever do that shit? Don't just. If I were to go there, ain't no way I'm letting you give me rice like that. Now you got the fucking vein going on in my head right now. Now go on to the next question before I get upset.
I'm trying to see it. Can you come closer?
No.
Why?
No. You get tomatoes on your Chipotle. Are you crazy? Now clip that shit. No, no. Do you get tomatoes on your Chipotle? No. Do you? That's disgusting. No.
Oh my God, I'm weak. Oh my God.
No.
I bet you still eat tomatoes though.
Ew. No. I'm literally so ADD about it, I would pick every fucking thing up. And if you add sour cream, throw the whole Chipotle in the trash. Gross.
I hate sour cream. Sour cream is disgusting.
So do you get Supreme tacos?
No.
Hell no. You can keep your sour cream.
That's
a ripoff. Because they add the two most disgusting things to the fucking taco.
Sour cream is just like tomatoes, bland as fuck.
It's literally, they add tomatoes and sour cream. Yep. Fuck all that.
Tomatoes, I get rid of sour cream.
Ew. All the way through. Yeah. All the way through, it could go run into a knife. As You're going to go charge me $18 more for sour cream and tomatoes? Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here with that shit, bro. Ain't no way, my G. You're not robbing me with that. Go on to the next subject, bro.
Okay, so I will say this.
What do you got? I'm going to get my lettuce now.
He
walked away so slowly. That was comedic. He walked away so slowly. Were you going down an elevator, sir?
So, did anybody watch the game last night?
No.
It was pretty good.
They scored a lot of points.
I was watching people bowl good.
Butchie's wife beat his ass yesterday.
I could have bowled last night, so yeah, she beat my ass.
He would have anyway.
So, yeah, no shit.
He acted like he was going to say something. He was going to be like, yeah, I was going to be here. No.
Much about it.
Would you shoot like 860 yesterday?
No, she 731. She had a shit game the last game.
Still would have fucked me
up. She would have fucked me up. She would have bit me over and said, babe, I'm the man tonight. I'm like, yes, no, ma'am.
Butchie, you are going to become a celebrity so fast. It's crazy.
Why?
Butchie, you give us just some gems, bro. And as I listen to these stories, I just go, man, I can't wait to show the guys. I can't wait to show my guys how much enjoyment I get out of making these videos.
So my mom and I were talking because you guys know I went to the hospital today for my gal. Whatever they fucking did 2 days ago, it didn't fucking work. So fuck that small ass little town fucking place. So I go and they're like,
oh, but you want me to go live there? Yeah, good. Go ahead.
No.
Finish your thought, my G.
Good guy. I'll take care of you. I learned to fly a helicopter, and I'll fly you to Atlanta.
I'll cut not their brain lines.
Fucking helicopter. Oh my God.
So I go to the town like an hour away. You know, the only hospital I trust around.
I'd be fucking dead.
Well,
yeah, it's gonna take us an hour to get there, my damn. Claire!
I'm bringing him back to life. Butch. He has a fucking pacemaker. I don't give a fuck. Let him live. I go and I do my thing, and you know, I call mom a butchie. What do you call his caller? I call her when I get home after I take my medicine, eat a little something, and take my medicine. And you know, the steroid shot. Every time I've had it, it makes me like a little like dazed out for like a few if I'm trying to have a conversation. Like always, no matter what. But needless to say, we're talking. She goes, we got on a story about when I was younger. She goes, you remember that time that you went streaking on your 19th birthday? And I go, oh, fuck.
Did what?
I went streaking on my 19th birthday.
Why?
Hi.
We got fucking drunk, okay?
Okay.
We were underage. My buddy's dad, he was like, Butch, you're 19. If you can join the military, you can play. If you can vote, join the military, you can drink beer. And I'm like, fuck
that. Right, hold on. We can't talk about that.
What? Drinking?
You have to give them names because I'm getting restrictions right now.
I just got one too.
Yeah, I got one.
So needless to say, so my mom told me, my mom brought it up. She's like, tell me
use
the whole
code story. Use code words.
She's like, tell me the whole story. I was like, all right, I'll tell you the whole story. I was like, mom.
Okay, hold on. Use like different drinks instead of the ones that we're talking about. Use like strawberry Kool-Aid or some
my
shit.
My mom told me to drink. My mom, basically, I'll put it this way. I told mom, I go, mom, we were drinking Sierra
Mist. Use that word.
Yeah, we were drinking Sierra Mist.
There you go.
I go, mom, we were drinking Sierra Mist. You got it, we had fun. And then my buddy's girlfriend at the time was like, hey, let's go to Walmart. I mean, younger Butch is an idiot. So
I'm sorry. I'm going to cut you off again. Yeah. Did you go to the Walmart without clothes on?
No.
Okay. Go ahead.
Trust me. Story's building up.
The way you look, like you were ready to go without.
No. Exactly. So we go to Walmart. And I'm like, Butch, I bet you won't try. I bet you won't go into the, put a bra on, take your shirt off, put a bra on the dressing room, come out and make a laugh. I was like, okay, I'll do anything once. So I was going to mess with them. I was like, I'm taking all my clothes off. I was going to tell them, throw me some underwear too. We're good.
I'm going to cut you off one more time. So you decided when they said, put a bra on, you said, no, sir. I'm going to take off all my clothes.
Pretty much. So I go in the dressing room. All my clothes are there. I was smart enough to put my shoes off in the corner where I knew they weren't going to get fucked with. And I know how these guys were. These are kids I grew up with all my life. And we mess with everybody. We mess with each other so bad. So next thing I know, in the middle of trying to, get my T-Rex arms and my back to put this bra on. I don't know how to put a bra on. I'm 19. And, God, I know I don't know how to put one on still. I got boobs. But needless to say is, so next thing I know, I look down and I see hands reaching, grab like all my clothes and take off running. I'm like, oh fuck.
Who took your clothes?
My idiot friends.
Okay. All right.
So I open up the door. Now mind you, I am fully in the buff. I open up that door and I'm like, I gotta do something. And my birthday's in December in Indiana, so it's cold.
It's not warm.
No. So I take off. I take off after them. I'm like, you son of bitches, get back here. No, they kept running. And it felt like an eternity. It felt like a mile. And next thing you know, I get to the open doors and I hear loudest fucking whistle of my life.
How'd that go?
I'm not doing it again. Pretty much, Mom! That's what I heard.
So wait. You're inside the Walmart. And I'm going to get this whole story straight. You're inside the Walmart. They go, Butchie, put the bra on.
Yeah.
You go, no.
Fuck it, I'm taking everything off.
I'm taking everything off. I don't need the bra. I'm going to go take my clothes off.
Yep.
So you left your clothes inside the dressing room.
They reached under the door and grabbed them.
You know how
beforehand they always, they never used to go all the way down to the ground?
Yes.
There's Walmart. It was like halfway there. I see hands reach like down. That. I see hands reach down and take off.
Okay.
Laughing and sickering.
From this point, you say, holy shit, I have no clothes right now.
Yeah.
I would imagine you were a small man in high school either, right?
I was big boy.
You were like Chris Farley's little brother, right? Okay. That guy in a little coat, right? Yeah. So then you guys, how many of them were there?
There was four of them all together.
So all four of your boys were like, you know what? Take his fucking clothes. Let's go start running.
Yeah.
Butchie then gets up and Butchie goes, holy fuck, now I got to go get my clothes. Butchie opens the door and runs into the Walmart.
I was already in the Walmart.
I
was already in the Walmart.
In the Walmart. Yeah. No clothes on.
Running out the Walmart.
And then what happened?
I hit those double doors. Because it's December in Indiana, and I hear a whistle, the loudest whistle of my life. I stopped dead in my tracks, turned sideways, and it's a fucking cop that I've known since I was a little kid. He goes, son, I'm going to tell you this much right now. I know it's December, but this is not a good look for you. So he looks over and he sees a car taking off with him, like, you know, my clothes out the window, waving and everything like that. He goes, is that who I think it is? Uh-huh. He looks down and goes, oh, I know what today is. I'm like, uh-huh. He goes, have you been? I'm like, uh-huh. He goes, do we need to call your parents? No. See, the problem, my parents are in Georgia. I'm in Indiana. That's not going to look good. So he wraps me up. He wraps me up in a towel, gives me one of the, you know, blankets, takes me to my buddy's house, because I'm not going to mention no names, takes my buddy's house, knocks on the door, and I love this woman to death. This woman was my second mom. Rest, you know, wherever you are, and I hope you're in heaven. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, mama. This lady comes to the door. She goes, I already know. They're in the basement. You can deal with them. I'm like, oh, fuck. They're down there snickering, laughing, and everything else. The cop goes downstairs with me and goes, that's not very funny. Everybody outside right now. So he just gave us a talking to. He goes, why are you guys doing what you're doing out in public? I don't understand. I don't understand your teenagers. You guys are idiots.
Yeah, but stay home the rest of the night. What you've been doing now lately anyway.
Yeah. He goes, stay at home. stay at home the rest of the night. I'm like, okay. 3 hours later, Butch is hungry, so we go to McDonald's. But mom goes, so these say, it was like a year later. And there was a tournament. It was a year later. There's a tournament in Ohio. It's in Cincinnati. It's called the Hoinky Classic.
I bowled it.
Yeah. So we were there, and it was Saturday night. And you know, I was just doing that and just blowing my dad a whole bunch of shit. I go, Dad, really? 590, Mr. 215 average bowler, 590. You know, blowing my dad shit. And you know, he goes, okay. So the cop that I know him since my childhood friend, he goes, hey, Butch, that's kind of funny. I got something to show everybody. You want to keep running your mouth? Because at this that's point, because my parents still did not know about it. I had to do a whole bunch. So I was like, I completely forgot what he was talking about. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, I got a video if you want to keep it up.
Because they have cameras.
So needless to say, I didn't believe him. I called his bluff. He goes, that's funny. I'll be right back.
Yeah, that dash camera. Yeah, that dash camera got your naked ass.
And he goes, so, you know, you see the video. It's like, you know, it's like 5 minutes long. He sees the video. And he goes, right before you see my buddies run out the door.
But you're out here looking like a homeless woman.
Oh, he stops it.
Looking like
he
damn
stops it at that moment. And yeah. All these people I've grown up with, they've known me ever since I was knee-high to the grasshopper. They have known me. And he goes, do you want to keep going further, Butch, or would you like to shut your mouth now? I'm like, we're here. Might as well show it. My dad's like, oh, I got to see this. Next thing you know, you see Butch, you hear the whistle. I stop, turn around. My dad goes from stone cold thinking everything was cool, funny, and everything to you and I are having a fucking talk later.
Why? Dad, you did the same shit when you was 19, bro.
Yeah, my dad was smoking lettuce at that time.
That's what.
Your daddy was a hippie. Fuck you, top pop.
No, my dad was. Yeah, my dad was a hippie. Yeah.
Yeah, Woodstock. Your daddy was a hippie. Woodstock, goddamn it. That's where they all got high at. Shit.
But man, I tell you, that was the longest. So you know, I mean, we're in Georgia at this point. That was the longest 8-hour ride of my life because I did not hear it until the end. Like, my dad was just like, you know, hounding
me. Old parents, dude.
I can't believe you do something that stupid. Why was it hid from me? And I'm like, I don't know.
What Chris Rock used to say, though, ain't nothing worse than, I'm going to tell your daddy. So they found out your dad found out about that.
Man, my mom thought it was hilarious.
My mom used to use my dad as the wait till your dad gets home. Because my dad...
That was my dad's mom. My grandma lived with us all my life. My parents bought my grandma's house in the 80s. So, you know, before they had us kids. and my grandma just lived with us. And my grandma would use it all the time. You go get a Switch. No, Grandma, I'm not getting a Switch. Mm-hmm. Go get a Switch. You know the whole Switch story?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, go pick your Switch.
It don't matter.
You don't bring the right one in. You don't bring the right one in. You kept going back.
Facts.
Man, my grandma goes, I had my grandma so mad one time. I kept bringing in a Switch, bringing a little bit bigger one than I brought in a freaking like tree limb. Wait till your dad gets home. Hell no.
Fuck with me. He used to be like, yo, go in the room and wait for me. My man used to watch a whole Yankee game before he came there, and then he fucked me up. See, because back in the day, bro, it didn't matter when they whooped your ass.
Oh, it did.
That's
a fact. Yeah. You knew what? Your ass whooped, and then you were according to where you needed to be. That's where you go. I dare you to cry.
Pretty much.
I dare you to bitch about something right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, the worst part is my parents had one of those silly fan panels. They had holes in it. Holes jumping that damn thing. Mm-hmm. I asked my mom one time, I go, Mom, what's for the holes? Least resistance.
Get that ass faster, bro.
Exactly.
That ceiling fan panel hurt worse than anything.
Yeah, bro. They used to let the neighbors bust your ass just because you wouldn't fucking stop. And man, this fight, y'all, you got mad fights when I was a kid, bro. You fist fought, I'll see you tomorrow. It ain't no extra shit. You either fought, you won, or you lost. That's what
I had twin sisters.
I don't know if you want to do that no more, bro.
I had twin sisters. So they were 3 years older than me. Anything, any little thing I did, like, you know, I was always told, if you get hit by one of your sisters, you defend yourself.
Yeah, but always turn the other way. Fuck you up, bro.
Oh, yeah. I got a sister my size. My size and my height.
My older brother's your size.
She still messes me up. Like last Thursday, I was poking at her. Like, you know, I just like poking at her. I like getting her fired up.
Oh, I could get my sister there quickly, but she goes,
you got one more chance. I was like, huh? I was like, I'm just playing. She turns around, hits me in the arm as hard as possible. My arm was numb.
She goes, like, oh, dead arm.
She's like, you want to keep fucking with me? I'm like, I'm good. You got to
whoop your ass. But see, that's how you learn, bro. I live in a place like that no more, bro.
Man. But I bet you were like, man, I bet you have a big family growing up.
My mom was 13.
On the holidays, we had us five in the house, right? Us seven in the house. We had grandma, dad, mom. So we had seven in the house growing up.
Okay.
And now we had,
I mean, you got 30 kids, so.
And then, during the holidays, we had like 12 people in my house during the holidays. And that's the shit I miss the most.
12 people?
12 people in my house during the holidays. Not bad. But I miss that. I bet you that's where we're a lot of life. I enjoy having I miss having my big family around like that for the holidays.
We couldn't walk in the living room because the amount of gifts that were in there, because the amount of people that were there.
See, that's the thing. We always meet, you know, before my aunt and my uncle would come over, we would always do the Christmas, you know, mom, dad, grandma. We always get the gifts, and then when they came, we got their gifts. But man, it was a slammed house. I mean, I don't know how my parents did it.
Do you re-gift?
No. No, absolutely not. I repeated that.
Fuck, I don't give a fuck how bad you get.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
I bet you do.
Bro, Joel, that shit that just don't need to you.
I gave it to you last year, Joel. What? Bro, you never gave this to me. I had this for 3 years.
What do you think, Max? It's got 3 speeds.
That's fucked up.
I can see y'all doing some shit, though. I can see y'all doing that shit.
But I'm going to tell you one thing.
It'd be like that. You don't know. It's nice. This is nice.
I mean, you guys know. I'm switching the subject up, but you guys know I'm a big Storm fan. You talking about the wife going off last night, you know, beating that ass. That new ball she drilled up, that she got drilled up for Christmas, that thing rolled fucking great.
What ball?
A ball. It was a Sub-Zero Forge.
Is that a Storm ball?
No, I said a motive. I said, you guys know I'm a Storm guy, but I don't want to say, you know.
Well, I didn't catch none of that. Alright,
well,
okay, so she threw a motive forge.
But yeah. That ball
I've
that ball
that
rolled.
For a few people.
That ball rolled. Oh, it is. And I mean, the best part is she's gaining, like, I hate to say it like this, but the way I was taught bowling versus the way she was is I was taught to always pay attention to everything that's going on. She wasn't taught that way. Like her, you know, she has started finally getting her confidence back on moving by herself and not have to ask somebody. So she's trying to get that confidence. She could tell every time last night if she threw the ball like doo doo, she could tell me. That made me really happy. Now if she starts going off the chain beating that ass, we got a problem. I'm gonna start spinning that fucking thumbhole.
This is your wife, right?
I don't give a fuck.
That nigga said, win at all costs, damn it.
Yeah, win at all costs. Hey, babe, I love you. We've been together for almost 11 years now. I love you, but you going to start beating my ass? I'm going to start cheating.
Big Jim said he threw the Black Venom last night for 230 and 238, game 2 and 3.
Good shit, Big Jim.
I thought my physics blackout would get here today, but it's my. I ordered 5 jerseys for the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. I didn't open them yet. I hope they come out fire.
Oh, you didn't come out fire. I watched the physics blackout in person last night. That ball looks. Oh, my lord. That ball looks sexy.
Yeah, but they all look like that when they first come out of box.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a little oiling.
Let the oil get on the cover.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
I'll let you pick.
So Sunday, who got this week?
Bears and Niners, baby. Bears and Niners.
I got a bye week, so Dieter's out off after a Dubbington from good old comebacks.
Well, don't you need to? So we have the same record.
6-7.
Who are you playing against this week?
They're bye week.
We got a bye week.
Are you talking about the Colts?
Mm-hmm.
You have a bye week? They mm-hmm. have bye weeks this late?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, Baltimore has a bye week also.
Yep.
I had to scramble to get like Josh Allen as my quarterback.
I think that's it. Yeah, Baltimore, us, and the Texans.
We're in Chicago.
You're in San Francisco.
San Fran.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw McCaffrey's injury. That
he gone. He gone for the rest of the year anyway.
He might be out for a little bit longer than that.
Nah, he'll be back next year. I mean, he's got a long time to rehab.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they don't make the playoffs.
If they have, I feel like the team, because I've been watching a lot of stuff this week. I feel like the team is going to come around. You know, our offensive coordinator, who's our interim coach, I feel like they're going to come around and they're going to play their hearts out for him. Because Eberflus, he lost the whole fucking team. Like they were saying that the locker room, they just, when he would talk, they didn't listen. So.
No McCaffrey, no Mason, no Trent Williams, no Nick Bosa this week. Fuck what you talking about. We have a full team. We fuck y'all up this week. The only reason y'all win this game this week, if y'all lose to us with Garendo as our starting running back, I'm going to flame you next week. Let me help you understand. We have half a team. We have half a team right now. If we beat y'all this week, I'm flaming y'all next week. I'm telling you right now. Put it in the books. Y'all supposed to beat us because our team is the
best. What do you think the score is going to be?
I'm thinking like, and I'm talking as a legitimate just football fan, 24-14.
I don't even think it's going to be that close. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game.
That's not high scoring.
Honestly, I say like 14-17.
Yeah, like I said last week, 17-14.
Anywhere in that realm of that
too high.
I don't think we have enough weapons because Debo ain't doing shit. Like Debo is disappointing me to no end right now. Garendo's the only one that really wants to play, but it's like I saw a stat today on TikTok where it's like when Brock Purdy is missing one of his key components,
Yeah.
His record, like when McCaffrey's not there, or when Debo's not there, or when Trent's not there. Like,
he needs to be able to lift the team when he's missing pieces. And it's almost like he goes into a shell when the players are not there and then just accepts the losing. Like, I don't like looking at that. I don't like the direction that my team is going right now, because you have all these top-end contracts that are being top-heavy on your team, and now you're losing, and now all these players that you signed for, you're going to be paying them, and they're sitting on IR. So now you're running into this whole thing of, now we're paying for players to sit and not play, and we're losing.
Yep. Hey, Jeter, who do you have? Who do you have for who do you have for tomorrow in the conference championships?
Between
everybody. Let's see, you got SMU versus Miami, right?
Miami. I got Miami that game.
And then you got Georgia versus Texas in Atlanta.
I got Texas, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, and then you got Oregon. Oregon versus Penn State. Because Ohio State got their fucking ass. I mean, yeah, it was 13-10, but Ryan Day got his ass fucking handed to him again by Michigan. Thank you.
Got the ass. How did Georgia do this
week? How do we do?
Georgia.
Oh, Georgia? Eight overtimes? Eight fucking overtimes? Mm-hmm. And on the, and oh my God.
But I mean, did they win?
Yes, they did. But by bullshit.
All
by
that bullshit, matters, Mike.
Georgia Tech's defense gave up. I watched the whole damn thing. Georgia Tech's defense gave up. That they last play, oh, here, just let them fucking walk through. God, are we opening the whole fucking door for you? What happened for the last 2 hours? You played good. And then all of a sudden, there you go. Oh. Welcome to Macy's. Have a good fucking day. I mean, shit. Welcome to fucking Macy's or Big Lots, whatever fucking Macy's. Family Dollar. Welcome to. I mean, shit. Oh, dude, I was so pissed. I woke Jessica up three separate occasions by yelling. I didn't mean to. I mean, bless her heart. She was passed out. She was snoozing good.
You ain't wake up. This is one of the 17 kids you got, bro.
It's four. That's four. The baby still sleeps with us. So yeah, he didn't wake up.
You woke up the house. You ain't wake up the house with all
no,
that.
I didn't wake up the house. No.
You fucking kidding me?
I was in our bedroom, so I was.
Oh man, just disrespecting the household, huh? By doing all this.
The thing is, I got the oldest. So the our daughter. She's a Georgia fan. Bless her heart, she can't get right, so it's okay. You know, I still love you. I'm trying to get her life together, but you know, apparently she doesn't know, but you know, Ohio State's twin sister just can't pull it out. And then you got Bo. Bo's confused. He doesn't know if he wants to be a Gators fan. Man, I keep telling him, like, hey, I mean, you guys had Tebow, and that was the best thing you ever had. You had Tebow, Hernandez, and Percy Harvin, and I mean you had a stacked field. And I was like, it's okay. You can be a Florida fan, we understand.
Percy Harvin used to sit out for migraines, right?
You know what?
Percy Harvin used to sit out at football games because of migraines, but he used to be one big ass pothead.
And yeah. Then Cameron, then you know, the second youngest boy, he just sits there and watches the game and laughs. Like someone gets hit real hard, he just laughs. I think he's gonna be my football player, because I think he's gonna be the one that wants to tear
laughing at damn motherfuckers getting their damn head rocked.
Yeah, he's gonna be that kid. He's gonna be that kid that rocks somebody.
Or laugh at their.
Hey, you okay? And he'll be laughing. You just got knocked the fuck out.
So, gee, what's little man gonna be doing?
Which one? The youngest?
No.
Mine?
What you want him doing?
Honestly, anything that with a ball is concerned, he's probably gonna play. Honestly, he's gonna try them all. Yeah, he's just gonna try and see which one he gravitates to the most.
I think Bo's
like bowling now, but it may not stick later. So
I think the oldest boy, he's gonna be a two-handed bowler.
I'm just saying, like, if the amount of Jeep that goes into a bowling alley, like, you're gonna have him in a bowling alley a lot. So, I mean, naturally,
he might gravitate to it more. Like I said, I'm gonna let him choose. I played basketball, I played baseball, I played football, and I bowled. So it was like I was kind of a mixture of things. His mom was just a basketball player, so it was just like that spectrum. Yeah, sure. Okay, you want to do that? Okay, sure. I got you.
At least you can play basketball. Yeah. I look like Philip Seymour Hoffman. Make it rain! Make it rain!
you know what's crazy though, because my nickname was Rain Man in high school.
Oh man, that was that. I love that. I love that clip in that movie where they had Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's like, make it rain.
And you want to hear an ironic fucking story because of that bullshit? Like, okay, so I think I was in 10th or 11th grade. Can't remember which one. It was either or, and I was by far probably the best shooter in our entire team, basically. So everybody kept telling me I need to challenge our coach, basically. And they were like, "Oh, y'all two need to go at it. We want to see it. You need to go ahead and do it before he get too old. He can't do it against you no more." So I was like, all right. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask him after practice to see if he still want to do it. So he would always turn me down. He would always say no. He would always say no. So one day we had a competition. And one of the dudes I think he was a senior. And he was like, I'll give up my spot if you beat me in a shooting drill. And I was like, okay, let's do it. It's like, everybody knows I'm the best shooter on the team, so you're really just picking at the wrong person. So let's have fun with this one, because I'm about to bust your ass. So he said, you know, pick the spots, and we'll go from there. Everybody got to shoot at least three times from the spots. And if whoever misses from those spots, you know, that's one miss counted to the next spot. And I'm like, okay, cool, let's do it. So I let him pick the first one. So he picked the first one. We went to the corner. Kind of like horse. So when he went to the corner, he was like, okay, easiest jump shot in the game, basically. I'm going to start from the corner. I was like, all right, these are going to be easy. So he misses his first one, makes his last two. So I make all three. I was like, so all right, you're already down 0-1. So I was like, all right, let's go to the next spot. I said, I'll let you pick the second one, too. I was like, I really don't care because I'm going to bust your ass. So I continue to go ahead. He shoots again. He misses his next one. And I bust that ass again. I make all three. So I was like, all right, now I'm going to pick the spot. So I was like, I'm picking the spot this time. So I stood like maybe 2 feet away from the three-point line. So say this is a three-point line. This is literally me. Right. Nowhere near it. So I'm just like, okay, fuck it. One, fuck it. Two, fuck it. Three. Boom, all three drop, and everybody's just like, oh shit, yeah, he's really about to take his fucking spot. Right now, yeah. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm about to take his spot. So he keeps going. He misses his first two. He makes his last one. I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to make it easy on you since you like the corner so fucking much. I'm going to go over here to the other corner. Since you took that one, I'm going to go this way. Fuck it. I'm going to go over here, and I hope you make them. So I missed my first one on purpose. So I make the next two. I said, oh, okay, I missed my first one. I said, you're still losing either way it goes, so you're not going to be able to beat me. So coach walks in, and he's like, okay, well, what the hell is going on? I'm like, well, I'm about to take his spot if he makes it. Either way it goes, if he takes all three and he makes it, I'm still about to take his spot. So he was like, what? He was like, I didn't say anything about that. And I was like, okay, well, he did. So I'm like, what's up? So he's like, okay.
You might as well play me anyway, my G.
Exactly. So he's like, okay, you know what? Since you want to play for his spot, he was like, okay, you beat me in a round of horse. He was like, then you can have the spot.
Whatever you want to do, my G.
So come to find out.
I've been waiting for this one.
So yeah, so come to find out they did this on purpose. So that way I could get the spot because he didn't want to start me until my junior year. But everybody was like, come on, man, we need him. We retired him from coming off the bench and then giving us a spark and then playing to the rest of the game. Let his ass play the whole fucking game. They were like, yeah, we set this shit up for you to bust his ass, so go out here and bust his ass. So I'm like, okay, cool, fuck it. I'm like, yo, let's do it. So we literally at the top of the key, he was like, we don't move. And he was like, first one to miss, you don't get it. And I was like, okay. He was like, you miss, you sitting on the bench for the rest of the year. He was like, you make it, and I miss,
that's kind
of
wild.
You're starting. So we literally go, I think we went a total of 7 before he finally bricked his last one. And I buried it and hit him with a Steph Curry on his ass before it was even a Steph Curry. And looked at the squad and said, yes, this is the money. What's up, niggas? It was like, yeah, let's go. So then I got the nickname Rain Man. So after that, that's how I got it. So then every time after that, he would literally find the little movie and he'd play the shit before the fucking game just because of me. And I'm like, bro, this shit is ass. Stop. Like, we all hated the shit. And they all hated me because he gave me the stupid ass nickname and then started playing the stupid ass shit. But then they were mad at me because I busted his ass. They're like, yo, now we want your bitch ass to go back to the bench. Like, no, fuck this. And I'm like, bro, I don't like this either.
You need to explain why they call you that, because you got to go. Because I know y'all seen
So he basically plays a half-ass basketball player who can't shoot for shit. But when he shoots, he says Rain Man every time he fucking shoots. So they became a fucking habit that it was a little thing that the nickname coined me Rain Man because I did not miss from three-point range. Damn near ever.
Yeah, I was a shooting guard in high school. I played a lot of basketball. That's what I thought I was going to end up doing.
See, that was me until I busted my knee. So once, like, I did that shit and literally my junior year.
Yeah, like.
That's a nickname no one will ever take from nobody.
Told you, bro. I didn't get into bowling until I was like 21. So I thought bowling was soft until I started doing it.
See, both my mom and my dad were bowlers.
Bro, there was so many names I can't say on TikTok that I thought bowling was. I'm gonna keep it a stack with you, bro. I didn't know what it was about. I didn't. I was like, bro, y'all throwing a ball down the lane.
Now it's something you can't. Now it's something you can't get away from.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, like that's me not understanding what it was because I was like, just fat guys bowling, and it wasn't the words that I was using, but it's
some fat MFers.
Huh?
Some fat MFers all bowling and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I thought there was a few choice words I had for bowling that. It's just not stuff that I could say in today's atmosphere.
My mom and my dad were both bowlers. My dad was a basketball player and a bowler. And my mom, she was a track star and she was a bowler.
My mom was a damn good lefty. She had in the 90s, she carried 185, 190 average
my mom was right around that 190, 195 range.
I think the first time I saw my ball hook, that's when I was like, oh, shit. Let's go, bro. I was like, how do I get that to do this? And then it just kind of took off.
I did the one-step drill. I taught myself how to do the one-step. I just walked up and did the one-step drill.
Y'all don't understand how blessed y'all are out in the world to have the internet. Have YouTube.
We had to figure everything out.
I mean, my generation kind of started that bullshit. But
yeah, but we did. But at the same time, like, it wasn't as readily accessible as it is right now, and the content wasn't anywhere near what it is now. Trying to find a pro shop guy that's online all day long. Yo, you know how hard that is. It's not easy. Yo, and if whatever happens to TikTok, I'm going to tell y'all right now, because we talked about this. Our grind doesn't stop because TikTok's gone. We're going to go to YouTube. We're going to start pages and other platforms. We're going to have Patreon. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys right now, I don't give a fuck where I have to go. I'm going somewhere. Y'all either going to follow me or you're not. I'm not stopping where we're going.
You're going to get our phone numbers and just hear us talk.
Whatever we got to do, bro.
We're going to figure the fuck out, because at the end of the day, grind on the top.
It's like I told you guys earlier in the week, man. Coming home to my kids and my wife and my kids every night, you know, I enjoy that. But Friday night is what I look forward to. Dealing with you guys.
Listen, I'm going to tell y'all, bro, if I get a woman or something and I got a date on Friday night, we're going to have to postpone.
No, you take her out. You take her out at 10:30. Sorry, baby. We're going to play putt-putt at 10:30.
But Michelle said, I got my parents, grandpas, aunts, and uncles. My dad's dad ran a bowling center. I did not grow up around a bowling center. I went
on my birthday. And I was like, this is dope.
And that's just crazy. I mean, that's one of the pivotal.
I was like, yo, like I and I told my friends this. I like my boy Clayton. I was like, listen, like going bowling that day took me on a trajectory of life that it's very unexplainable when you look at it from what it was to what it became. I literally ended up in another state because of it. Like, it's a different kind of understanding.
How are you liking that 20 degree weather?
Fucking hate it.
Hey, don't feel bad. It's like that over here, too.
It's down here like that, too. It was like 45 degrees today.
45? Y'all got that? Shit, I got 30.
It was brick.
It might be more than that. I don't know.
Brick as shit.
Yeah, it was brick as shit out here. If you don't know what brick means, it was fucking freezing.
It's
supposed to be 56
tomorrow, but I highly doubt it's
going to be 56. Supposed to be hot? 56? Oh, yeah, y'all can have that. It's supposed to be like 38 here.
I gotta wash my car, bro.
11 degrees warmer than that.
You go through a cell phone here?
No, I can't. My car's too low to go through the fucking...
Oh, shit.
So now I gotta do it with the gun, and I go, I'm gonna freeze my ass off trying to do that shit outside.
Hey, my guy. Ziploc bag and hot water. Just kind of lightly let the Ziploc bag on your windshield. It'll defrost in a minute.
What are you talking about?
You gotta wash this car.
I gotta wash my shit.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You don't
have that in the garage, bro.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because yo,
it's fucking nice.
Sorry, what the fuck? Don't you live on a fucking farm? Can't you make a fucking garage? You
without permits? Permits and like $30,000.
What are you bitching at me for? You got Mr. fucking, I own 868 acres of fucking land.
7 acres, because if I own that much, there'd be a lot of dead bodies.
So you have 7 acres, you're telling me you can't go get a fucking garage for you, man? Fuck out of here. What you talking about, bro? Dude. So you need all these construction permits to build on your shit to build a garage,
Yeah, that's how it is, bro. Yeah.
It's all it. And you that's want me to go live there?
It's called how we fucking do we do it.
And that's why you get it built on when you first get it done, so that way you don't have to add it later.
It's all there.
Well, the thing is we didn't build this house. It was already built. I got a garage, but that's my shop, so I'm not, there's no way that's getting turned into a garage.
Respect that.
Again. 7 acres.
Seven.
Seven
whole ass acres.
What you about can build a fucking like a tent canopy thing?
I thought about doing that, but you still need a permit.
You need to a damn whatchamacallit? What's some shit called? I really had it, like a canopy. But it's
a
not
metal, a metal, a metal, a metal canopy.
You know what it is, though? It is a cut right there. That's a Jeep forgot what the fuck was going on moment.
I can't think of the name.
Sponsored by Dynamics Bowling, and Jeep's fucking forgot what the fuck he was doing right there.
I can't think of the name of it, honestly.
But man, I'm
carport. That's it. A fucking carport. Once you get a carport.
Carport, yeah. But I mean, don't get me wrong.
See, I was trying to get carport. It. I just couldn't think of
you
it.
You guys saw that I have a long ass driveway, but I love
you
it.
You know, it's like he's saying it, I'm not going to know what it is anyway. You ain't never seen no carport?
I'm just saying, it's something that people in the country use when they don't want to buy a garage and build it onto their house. It's like a little garage, but it's not.
With a carport, still with the carport?
It's just covered over the top.
It's still going to get frost.
You're still going to get frost. This depends on how you cover it. Right. If you do, like some people out here, they cover the whole damn thing. But other ones, they just cover the top, so that way you know they don't get shit on the top of the car.
I'm already tired of fucking.
It saves money.
You think I want to go lift up a freaking? You think I'm gonna?
I mean, shit, it'll save you some fucking money, motherfucker. Damn, you want a damn garage and you can't fucking afford one. Shit, that's the damn.
Yeah, I'm a broke ass basic bitch. That's what I am.
Okay,
7 acres.
On 7 acres, though, that you pay taxes on.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Every month.
Yeah.
With great hair.
I don't have gray hair today. I'm sorry, boys.
Bro, what are you talking about? I wish.
You can have some of mine.
Well, we're out here.
Dude, I'll send it to you. You got to come back to 205 in Georgia, baby.
I don't know, man. Y'all paying too much taxes and shit and fucking living.
Tell me about
fucking,
it.
living in fucking Amityville over there, you fucks.
Hey, hey, wrong house on the left, baby.
And yeah, well, the only one that's there, I know.
No, we got like 20 houses on my road. We're good.
It's a 38-mile road.
It's
fucking long.
It's a mile and a half.
Yeah, to each house.
No, it's like, it's not that far. I mean, I guarantee you would love it out here.
Why are you? What? How can you guarantee that?
Once you get to peacefulness, you would love it.
I live in Indiana. The fuck? Ain't nobody out here.
Okay, well, how close is your next door neighbor?
Who gives a fuck? I don't even know what my next door neighbor looks like.
It could be an OnlyFans.
He could be literally a serial killer. I don't know. He lives next to me.
You got an OnlyFans model living right next to you.
That would be fire, but I wish I knew that.
Hey, girl, can I get a subscription for free?
Yeah, bro, I'll go watch in front of you.
And on that note, we are going to go ahead and end this here. I appreciate everybody for fucking stopping by tonight because we had a fucking great episode. I appreciate every last one of y'all.
Fuck them tomatoes, you bitch!
Fuck your goddamn pineapple!
Fuck your tomatoes! Fuck your pineapple!
You like fucking goddamn pizza and fucking
tomatoes. Fuck your pineapples and your fucking pineapples.
See you guys next week's episode. K, love you, bye!
Thank you for joining us with Rolling with Jeter, Butchie, and Joel. We are out of here. Peace, love, and heritage.
Don't forget, check for hemorrhoids.
Who the heck? I ain't gonna